morning, everybody. We are in Parsha Shlach Lecha. So I'd like to take a look at a halachic point which has a connection to one of the pesukim in this week's parsha. The Torah tells us regarding the meraglim, regarding the actual 10 meraglim, before it says to Moshe Rabbeinu, how long will this group of people travel out as Yehema Malim and Molai, limits the Israel, but they are causing Am Yisrael to grumble and complain against them. So can continue to mention their punishment. And the Gemara in the Sefer Megillah learns from this quite a surprising thing. Actually, unbelievable, these two things have a connection. The Mishnah in Megillah tells us as follows. There are a number of things which we're all acquainted with. Ein Poritz al Shema, Ein Oberinis Ne Ateva, Ein Noitinis Kapel, various aspects of Tfilah. To have a Shliach Tzibur, to have Berachas Kohanim, in Kerim Bat Torah, in Mafsirim Benovi, Pachos Me'asar. All these various activities, different angles of our Seder HaTfilah, require a minion of 10 people. So we know, come to Shul, all sorts of things you want to do. Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruchu, Dochening, Chazor HaTashah, Kriyas HaTorah. All these things require a group of 10 people, a minion of Asar. So the mission is telling us the mission in the Sefer Megillah. Comes along with the Gemara, and it finds a makor, a smach for this idea. We know Hadimim, from where do we know? Omer Rechia Ba'aba, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. So Rechia Ba'aba says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Krok, the Nikdashti, the Soich B'nei Yisrael. I will be sanctified, the Soich B'nei Yisrael. The Pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. I will be sanctified amongst B'nei Yisrael. Kol Dovah Shebi Kedusha, Benikdashti, I will be sanctified. All matters of Kedusha, all Dovah Shebi Kedusha, Kaddish Kedusha, Baruch, etc. Lo Yehei, Pachos Me'asar. Cannot be with less than 10. It needs to be amongst Am Yisrael. Then in a second, we're going to explain further how do we know that amongst Am Yisrael, Benikdashti, I'll be sanctified, Betoich Benik Yisrael. How do we know amongst Am Yisrael means amongst 10 of Am Yisrael? Maybe it means 3 of Am Yisrael. I know what it means. How do we know? How do we know what it means? So let's, my master, the Gemara continues, and Gemara makes a limud of Gezeirah Shah. But over here, it's actually a double Gezeirah Shah. Now, no Gezeirah Shah, but we have one word in this pasuk, similar word in another pasuk, and we have a Kabbalah, the Moshe, and the Sinai, that these two words are connected. And the Gemara learns a double Gezeirah Shah from this pasuk to the next pasuk, and from that pasuk to another pasuk. And by means of that, we arrive at this conclusion. That the number required is 10. So what's the Gezeirah Shah? My master, where did we get this from? The Tony of here, after your toy, we learn toy stuff. In other words, this pasuk, which we began with, Benigdashi, uses the word toy. Benigdashi, for toy b'nei Yisrael, amongst b'nei Yisrael. So there's a Gezeirah Shah, toy. From one to the other. Ksiv Hoko, Benigdashi, for toy b'nei Yisrael. Ksiv Hotzon, it bottled with Toys Pa'eva. It says elsewhere, separate yourselves with Toys, the same word Toys, with Toys Pa'eva, which is written by Toys. Okay, this still doesn't tell us yet anything about 10. We don't know exactly that precise group which was referred to in that pasuk, how many people it's referring to. We don't know. Now, a second stage is the Gezeirah Shah. Toys for the pasuk of Toys. Now, in that pasuk of Korach, it's written, separate yourselves, mitoich ha'eva. Separate yourselves from the eva, from his group, from his congregation. Ba'atio, now we have a second Gezeirah Shah. Ba'atio, eva. Now we learn, eva. It says in this pasuk about Korach, ibodlu mitoich ha'eva, the two highlighted words, toich and eva. Ba'atio, eva, tichsiv ha'tom. It says over there, elsewhere, at mosai lo eva ha'ro ha'zoiz. The pasuk which we began with, the pasuk in this week's parasha, it says in the final pasuk quoted, "As Mosai Na Eidah Haroah Hazoi." So, because the Baruch Hu says we're going to punish this bad congregation, these evil people, and they're referred to as an Eidah. And now we do know how many people there were. There were 10, right? There were 2 meraglim who were tzaddikim. There were 10 who were punished. As Mosai Na Eidah Haroah Hazoi. So from there we know that the meaning of the word Eidah is 10. 10 is used in the same context of the pasuk of Korach, Eidah, and also the word Toich. The word Torah takes us back to our apostle, the Nidashi, the Torah for the Yitzhak, and that's how we get it.
Are we necessarily saying that this either raw or Korah was 10? Not necessarily.
Yeah, need further looking at whether 10 people in the case of Korah. It doesn't make any halakhic difference.
The limit of it. Yeah. The limit was still working. The limit. There were only 3 or 6 there. Just where.
And then it needs further looking at. In that positive itself, you cannot explain that it's 10, then the limit seems a bit shaky.
Why?
Saying Eidah always means 10.
And then there were
thousands
of dust,
right? Yeah, so it needs to look at more in that possible credit as we get to the Cheshbon of 10. But for our purposes, it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara learns that the cross. And so here we know, beginning with the Meraglim, we know that Eidah means 10. But I'd like to look at a specific point regarding this idea of a minion of 10, which actually is related specifically to this limud from the Meraglim. What would be the din if one wishes to be mitzaref to your minion of asara? If you want to be mitzaref somebody who is not shemit or mitzvah, let's say specifically mechalal shabbos mitzaref. Now we know as regards many other dinim of the Torah. Let's take the most extreme case at the moment. You're right. When we come to actual mitzvahs, many other Heshboiners swim into play. But let's take a theoretical, most extreme case for the moment. Somebody who is Bechal Shabbos Beparetia, he knows that it's Shabbos.
Who lends people from the Kadosh of Terror, this one, right?
You mind me?
Was one like this, wants to join the Minyan.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't remember which we said, you have to bring him in and so on, and he said, don't look at Torah.
The custom photo?
Right.
I know the Marashal Marashal about this. Oh. We're exactly going to come to that. Excellent. Very, very good. But there's some other queries as well. So what happens if we want to be the tire of such a person to a minion? Let's say we've got nine people, and the tenth person is such a person. And we want to say Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu. Is it called dominion? Is it not called dominion? Third, very important change. So let's begin, first of all, let's say from the end, so to speak. There is a Brina Godim and a Mishnah Brewer who speak openly about this case. And they take on for a Dov of Poshus, even without much discussion or without much riot, they say it's a Dov of Poshus. The same way that a Mechal Shabbos for Parhetia from many other areas of the Torah is equated halakhically, something many in Yonim with the same status as a Godim. So it's the same thing over here as well. Mumala avoided Zara the Hillel Shabbos. This is the word of the Prima Godin, the Mishnah Berurah brings them down the halacha. Somebody who is a Mumala avoided Zara or Hillel Shabbos, or either Hachis with Ova Echel, or equated with this also is somebody who takes any Avera and does it to Daska as a sort of Merida against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hareu Ka'akum. As far as this matter is concerned, his din is like a Goy, but in this time. And he isn't this tire of Turbin. That's what they come. Now let's look at a further Makor, which also goes down the same line, albeit a Makor in Agoda, not Mamashah Halakhic Makor, but similarly the same idea. We know a very famous Gemara says, Amr ibn Chabad bar Bizna, Amr ibn Shimon Chassidah, Kol Tanis She'en Bomi Pusha Yisrael, any gathering of a Tanis, it means a filler gathering of a Tanis, She'en Bomi Pusha Yisrael, which does not have also from the Pusha Yisrael involved, Enos Tanis. You've got to have also the Chotim also got to be involved. Shari. And what brings the right? Famous. Concept, Chalbala Rechorah. We know he's got these Salamonim of this Torah. And got one of them which has a very evil smelling item. So why is it in the Torah? And Menoah HaKotim in Salamonic Torah. And it's there amongst the other Torah. So that teaches us, says the Gemara, that we have to be Mitzaref in our Siddur also. That's the Gemara. Come along the Maharaj Shah on this Gemara. From this rabbit, from this hint of the Torah, we can take an understanding. Shahu used Alas Mini Katoris. There were indeed 11 types of 11 items in the Katoris, 11 fragrant smelling ingredients which went into the Katoris. Avsoro Reichon Toys. Now there's 10 which have a good smell. The Echod Chalbano, and one is this Chalbano Reichon Ra, which has an evil smelling, which is evil smelling, which is bad smelling.
Yeah,
but it's 10 and 1, that's just nice. There's 10 and 1, exactly so. Exactly what we want to bring. The Yesh Litzarim, where we learn from here that one should involve all for the Pesheya. This is where we begin already with an Adot. We begin with 10 people who fit the bill. Shame minion Asara below you. So you have 10 without it. So you have 10. Then if the 11th is very good, you should bring it. I will aim the Sarah about Asara imoi. But one should not join him in the minion of 10. Because they tell the Zoro, Loy Ashkis Bagura Asara, another hint to this idea. Says the Marishal is Avraham Avinu, Zavon to Sodom. The lowest he went to was 10 Tzadik. Aval al Chokhov Mea Sara lo Yitzhak. So that is definitely the regular mainstream halacha. Says on Mishmur Pasim, but that's where we are. But there is a Shuba in Rav Moshe Feinstein where he puts forward a different approach. So he was asked this Shaila. Nishalti with Talmidim, he was after one of his Talmidim. If Yesh Bishat Hadachat, Netzaris Machalli Shabbos Na'asar. If in a Shat Hadachat, one can be Netzaris Machalli Shabbos, say, even in the Vatar.
So,
yes.
Yeah,
the Shat is even about the Machalli Shabbos to come on. So,
Shat Hadachat means one lives in South Nebraska, or?
Yeah, I don't know how far Shabbat 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 goes.
You're at the airport.
I mean,
maybe they have to do with this
all
the time, right?
Yeah, sure they do. It's extremely negev. Not negev to us here in Moshe Shabbat, it's one of those people who are up the chalice, but it is surely very negev for many people all around the world. Yeah. So, Ramesh says an amazing, a very simple and straightforward question. He says, you know what? What is the source that we need Asara? How did we learn this? We learned it from this whole rather drawn out Gezeirah Shavah, but it boils down that the source is the Eda of the Meraglim. So who's the Eda of the Meraglim? The Eda of the Meraglim, he sends us to the Morris, which describes the Chet. It was certainly had a din, says Rav Moshe, of a Kofer Be'ikot, the one who denies the Torah, denies the Yechoyos of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So they have a din. They have a din of a Mumah. And from there itself, we learn the very din of a minion of needing Asara. Says Rav Moshe, you can't tell me. He disagrees with the Prima God. He says, you can't tell me that over here we need Asara Shogri Therometers because we learn it from the Meraglim. Furthermore, says Rav Moshe, from the exact same Gezeirah Shavah, we learn another concept of Asara. In the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Gemara brings this for us. Another application of Asara. What's the other application of Asara? You know, there is a din. You know, there's mitzvahs, Shabbos mitzvahs, which are Yehorei Ba'al Yavah. Now, there's another din that for Parhesia, if in public a goy with Kavodah wants to make a person be over on the Torah, in public, with Kavodah to make him be over, not just for his own benefit or whatever, then you have to be both a nefesh for any one of the mitzvahs. But Parhesia, what's called Parhesia? The Gemara says in front of 10. And the Gemara also makes a Gezeirah Shavah, which also is based on
10 Jews.
And the Gemara makes a Gezeirah Shavah also based on this same Eva.
And 10 Jews not necessarily
Gezeirah Shavah. No, there, Moshe said that there too there is a certain indication in the Gemara, it is 100% also, but the Gemara just contrasts 10 Jews as opposed to one of them being a God. So Rav Moshe understands from that it's as opposed to one of them being a goy. But once we've gone away from one of them being a goy, as long as it's 10 Jews, 10 Jews is included. Then it's pusher that over there, the 10 Jews is any 10 Jews.
Don't we say that, for example, someone is a Hafiz,
generally has a bit of a goy, so what's the growth of right?
So he's
a goy. Yeah, so. Yeah, I'll agree with that. I don't see so much what the growth arrived from there, but he brings it as an added right. But the truth is that the actual build up itself is pretty positive. Even without coming on to that added point.
I'm
thinking that
it's
lacking Hakum,
but not
the even Hakum. Yeah. Some things. Yeah, over there, over there in the din of Parhesiel, if they are Torah, it's sufficient 10 Jews, whatever their religious status is. And that's the same thing follows through over here with a minion of Asura, that 10 people, even Makalei Shabbos, is called 10 people.
One thing to be surprised about this was, let's say, a case like this in front of 10 that are Mullah Rakhet and the Abis.
Yeah.
And they will not learn anything. They will even strengthen them into them. Their beliefs, and hey, look what this video got to kill them. You don't want to be disadvantaged.
Yeah. Sometimes they can have a psychiatric effect as well. Not always
good.
Yeah. Okay. So that's sort of Moshe. In a later tshuva, somebody asked Moshe from a very surprising and fascinating record. Moshe wanted to say, these 10 Meraglim, they're Rishonim. They're Rishonim, so we learn from them. So you see that even people who are halakhically classified as Rishonim, they join up in the beginning of it.
There was a period of time where they weren't Rishonim.
Oh.
What?
There was a period of time where they weren't Rishonim, so first of all, before they went. But what about when they came back? Did they ever do Tshuva?
But Zoran in Korah, they were also Rishonim.
Yeah,
but
the main source which we get the 10 from, it really boils down to the 10 of the Meraglim. There is a sermon in Shulchan Aruch towards the end of Hilchos Tanis where they brought a whole list of days where there was a minhag to fast on these days. This day and that day and that day and that day, most of these days have become forgotten to us.
What everyone in this week?
Tatsiva. Could be sound familiar. Okay. Now one of the days mentioned. Tosaf Zahar, Elu Hayomim Shemis Anin Boy. These are the days. One of them, Yud Zayin Ve'Elu, 17th of Elul. What happened on the 17th of Elul? The Torah, quoting the Mahar, on the 17th of Elul, Mesu Moisie Divas Kor. Those who brought the evil report about the land died. Bumagay. And on that day, they died, and on that day, we fast. The words of the Pasuk are Bama Geifa Lekne Hashem. And Rashi describes, I think Rashi says over there, Bama Geifa in the sort of the plague, or the punishment. Rashi says, Hey, how you do? Bama Geifa, the plague, that which was appropriate for them, was a particular punishment, middle plague, and middle. Now, the Beit Yosef over there, first of all, he questions that there's no remnant in the pasuk that it took so long for them to die. The report, we know, was on Tisha B'Av. The 17th of Adol is almost 40 days later. So there's no remnant in the pasukim that it took so long. He's certainly not so bothered by that. So perhaps, even if you'll show me that their punishment began right away, he even suggests that the punishment began right away, and they suffered and were ill for a period. And then on this day, the 17th of Elul, they passed away. So that doesn't trouble him so much. But now I'm coming to the last line of what's printed on the sheet for the Beit Yosef. Avol Chol Kashim. What is troubling is the following. Why should there be any reason to fast on the day that these people passed away? Anything, it's a happy day. It's a showing winner, it says in the Pasuk. When Rishonim are destroyed, it's a reason for rejoicing. Says the Beit Yosef, "V'shem on mitnei shloiz bakush if it's coming to Shuvah." Perhaps the point is that they did to Shuvah. That the Shuvah was not accepted. Mitzaril, and on that we have a star.
What?
The Mitzomer Shavu, they did to Shuvah. No, the Mitzomer Shavu, they did to Shuvah. The law was covered; it wasn't accepted. They were punished. So, yeah, it might be that Ramosha really comes to his bed a little further than it's Shuvah. The chat is that the Vaisoris, even though they attempted to do Shuvah, that whatever they did and whatever they might have tried, it wasn't enough. That's the Nakuda. The Ba'ath over there said a different approach. But Joseph is saying that it is true, it wasn't accepted, and that's the reason for his punishment. The Bach says that it really has nothing to do with the with the actual sort of status of the Meraglim themselves, but rather it's meant to be for us a reminder. On the second line of the Bat, Avalatir is Daiki, however, too. The Lakhi, Shekhod Yisrael, their true Adyogal, since they brought punishment to all of Am Yisrael, the Fisher Shomu the Koylam, who listened to their voice, the Nigizra Alem, Gizera, and Sorah Gdoyla, and they brought about tremendous Gizera and Sorah, Shiyahusu Bamikor. But came to Derek HaTeshuva as part of the Teshuva of Am Yisrael, Kibra Alem, is Amis Begoyim Zed Gdoyla. Today she has seen with the Levav in order to pay attention to Ovid and Gadol to this Avera. She stumbled the Kodah Roshoyim and they took note of what these Roshoyim said. So they have to reoid last week's Kamafi or Roshoyim to remind ourselves to keep away from this type of behavior. It's not a sort of commemoration of the death of the Meraglim in any way, but a commemoration of what they brought about and to be Nizam. I'll call one. Those are the two explanations why they could be a reason to fast on this day. So, they asked Rav Moshe Feinstein in a later tshuva. They respond. Somebody responded to his original psak. He said, "Rav Moshe Feinstein proved that you can be mitzarev for Rishoyim to a minyan on the basis of the fact that these meraglim are called Rishoyim." I'll show you this base Yosef who says that they did tshuva. If they did tshuva, maybe your raya is not such a great raya anymore. That's what they asked Rav Moshe Feinstein. So Rav Moshe said two very simple answers. I think one of them we would have probably said ourselves. Two answers. The first answer he says that in the Seder HaPsukim, first of all, a pshat answer. In the Seder HaPsukim, the prophet I'm bringing you from, as Motai lo Edo Haro Hazoi, that happened right away. Before they did Shuvah. Shuvah maybe they did before they passed away. They didn't do Shuvah right away. So the Pasuk I'm bringing you from, as Motai lo Edo Haro Hazoi, where they refer to as Edo, and there we learn the 10 people for the Edo, etc., etc., is all before any of this. So you can't ask me from the fact they did Shuvah. That's his first test. Secondly, he says, you should be aware that the second test of the Ezen, Eitzabonet HaBeit Yosef, Shenechshu B'Tshuvotom Tzadikim. One shouldn't think that the pshat in this Beit Yosef is that God did Tshuva, so they considered Tzadikim, and that's why we fast, because at the end they were Tzadikim and we fast on the death of these Tzadikim. So that's not the pshat, it's a mistake. Shalachim Yisadim Al Mitzot, and that's the reason. Since we see that Hashem did not accept the Tshuvah, Hashem, who himself wants everybody to do Tshuvah, rules that Tshuvah is not enough, it's not good. The Tzar is not to be construed in the understanding that at the end they were tzadikim, because they did shuvah and they passed away. So we fast on the passing away of these tzadikim. That's not pshat, says Rav Moshe. Indeed, they weren't tzadikim even after the shuvah. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not accept their shuvah. So that's a sign to us that their shuvah was not sufficient. So they weren't tzadikim.
Was that sufficient as a wife? Did the risen really a shuvah?
It's not so black and white. They might have done a certain level of shuvah, but the fee going on chetom, according to the great chet that they had done, whatever steps of tshuva they went through were not sufficient. Let's just not lose the track of what we're saying. Whatever level of tshuva they went through was not sufficient. And therefore, their halakhic status was still that of Rishoyim. What's the fast for, if they're Rishoyim? The fast is not because tzadikim passed away. They weren't tzadikim. The fast is to show us what a serious matter a chet is. And sometimes, even though one tries to do tshuva, one surrenders. It's a serious matter and it's not always going to be enough. Even great people like them, though they were great people and they tried to do tshuva, but their tshuva wasn't sufficient. Because their tshuva was not complete. And therefore we should take that lesson for ourselves to pay attention to our tshuva, shenitzke v'tshuva shleimah. That is the lesson. But not that they were, did tshuva and were tzadikim, and that's why we fast. No, they were not tzadikim. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, my original psak, that one can be the tzar for showing to a minion, is kind. Let's just conclude by adding that, as we said at the beginning, when we come to apply this to halacha lemaaseh, all sorts of other factors might swim into consideration, like for example, the fact that many of these type of people nowadays might be considered tinnish and ishba, the main ha'akum, they have no education, no background, no understanding, and therefore, even without all these cheshbonis, one might wish to say that that lot would be misdirected for a million, because before they don't qualify for the regular status of halachical mechal shabbos for parnasia. So each situation maybe needs its own consideration, understanding, just some of the background, which you want to debate.